Good morning. You know, one of the things that I really enjoy when I read the Gospels is the disciples. And, you know, if the disciples are the ones that penned the Gospels. Now, you would think that they would really sort of blow themselves up personally. You know, if you're writing a book and you're going to be in that book, it looks like you'd make yourself look pretty good. You know, you'd make yourself look like better than the rest. But I always love the humanity of the disciples. They're human beings, and you can relate to them. And this is in contrast to our Lord, which you can relate to, but he is at a different level. And, you know, we say, and we see all the times, the bickering amongst the disciples. The bickering is human, very human. Okay, that's what we do all the time. We see the egos in play. And today, it's very interesting in the gospel as we hear about the loaves and the fishes where our Lord fed 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. And if you read between the lines, his disciples go up to him and tell him, it's getting dark, it's getting late in the day. Send the people away so they can get something to eat. How do you translate that? If you read between the lines, it's saying, we're hungry and we're tired. Send these people away so that we can sit down and eat and maybe get some rest and maybe even sleep for the night. Okay, this is in their humanity. And they have a little bit of food for themselves, because if there's 12 disciples and the Lord, and they have 5 loaves. Now, we don't know how big these loaves were or how small the loaves were, and 2 fish. So we don't really know how much was there, but for 12 people, it says it probably wasn't a whole lot. So they weren't really thinking about getting a whole lot to eat anyway, but they wanted the Lord to send the people away and get something to eat themselves. In the Jewish tradition and in many, many, many traditions, in the European tradition, is when you have people that come to visit you, you are obliged to feed them or to give them something. And I know that's very strong in the Greek tradition, but that's most European traditions are that way. So the Lord, and you know, in the back of the minds of the disciples, they might have been thinking, you know, he's probably going to tell us to go into the town and he's going to tell us to buy food so we can feed all these people. Now, how can we do that? There's so many people here, right? So they're trying to make sure that they don't get sort of hooked into doing something. But the Lord said, no, you feed them. And you can almost hear their words or their thoughts and saying, oh no, how are we going to feed them? Says, here we go again. And there's always this faith. There's always this, not a lack of faith, but a weak faith that we can always sense in the disciples. So he tells everyone to sit down. He blesses the loaves and the fishes. And he gives them to the disciples to pass out amongst the people. Have any of you, and I'm sure many of you, have been here on the Pascha service, the evening service of Pascha, when the church is full, balconies, and people are hanging off the sides, and everyone is packed, and we have standing room, we have extra chairs. That's not even 1,000 people. There's not even 1,000 people. At the Agape picnic, when we're packed and people are all over the place, that's not even 1,000 people. When we go around the church with the epitaphion, that's not even close to 1,000 people. In here, there were 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. Now, we can think, and we'll be conservative, and say there's another 5,000 people there. So there's 10,000 people, including the women and the children. Can you imagine at the Agape picnic how much food we put out for maybe 800 people? And it's gone. Now imagine if you're feeding 10,000 people, how much food that would take. Now, the reason I say that there were some doubts in the minds of the apostles is because Jesus proved something to them. So they took it and they fed and they went through all the whole crowd of everyone, and everyone ate and was full. But that wasn't enough. Jesus had 12 baskets of food left over. Is there any significance to the number 12? There were 12 disciples. They were probably going to get a little piece of fish and a little piece of bread to eat. And now they had a whole basket that they could eat from. And they would be filled too. So he's proving and showing the apostles, the disciples, says, have faith. All of the things and all of the miracles that Jesus had done before them, it tells us that they probably had doubts in their heart. And for that reason, Jesus created an entire basket for them. So the servants were the ones that were rewarded the most greatly. And I can almost imagine, and I probably read a little bit too much into it, forgive me, but I can almost imagine the disciples feeling a little bit embarrassed because they had some lingering doubts. But the beauty of the disciples in the description of them in Scripture is that they are fully human beings. They do stupid things. They do foolish things, just like us. They say dumb things, just like we do. And they were the closest to the Lord. And they were the ones that the Lord chose, just as he chose us and we chose him. My friends, this story tells us, says, if we believe in Jesus Christ, if we have given ourselves to Christ, we don't have to worry about food. We don't have to worry about shelter. We don't have to worry about clothing. We don't have to worry about anything. Because our Lord has called us, he has invited us, and as a good host, he will provide for us. But in our humanity, like the disciples, we have a tendency to have a lingering doubt in our hearts that, well, maybe I should put a bunch of stuff away because for a rainy day. Maybe I should, collect these things. Our Lord told us that whatever we collect, he says, this just going to gather dust. The moths will destroy it and the rust. He says, everything stays here in this world. Eventually, it will all be destroyed. He says, so we must have faith. Have faith in our Lord. Continue to do what we do. It's not saying sit around and wait for God to send the pizza delivery to you. But it means, it says, don't worry about those things. Yes, provide for yourself. Provide for your families. Just do all of those things. But don't make that your number one priority. Your number one priority should be the faith in the Lord and that He will always provide. You know, when you go and you get your paycheck, when you get your check in the mail, or whenever you go and you get your pay envelope, it says, where is that coming from? Really, it's coming from the Lord. He provided the job for you. He provided this source of income for you. And if you lose that source of income, He will provide something else for you. You will always have something to eat. You will always have something to wear. And you will always have some place to live. This is one of the roles of the church. It says we provide for each other. We provide for the faithful that don't have. Is that's what we're supposed to do. You remember the sheep and the goats? It says some fed and some didn't. So the church, that's our responsibility to make sure that all of God's people, it says, are taken care of. And that's one of our primary purposes. The primary purpose of the church is to do that. We are blessed at St. Ignatius because we have many ministries that we are supporting. One of those ministries is the ministry that we have in Africa, in Kenya. It's the Child of God School. Now our community has adopted 260 children that live in slums. We have literally adopted them. We provide their food. We provide their teachers' salaries. We provide a place for them to study. And we provide as much as we can for them. Often we provide clothing for them and shoes. Okay? We have adopted them because that's our role, that's our job, is to do that. These children are absolutely beautiful children. I mean, they're so precious. And they're so happy with the very little that they have. They're happy. Okay, and we are helping them. And hopefully we will help them break out of the slums that they're in. And hopefully they will help others to break out of the slum and create, rather than a downward cycle, is an upward cycle. So it is that we are trying to do. We're trying to provide for them so that they can, in the future, provide for others. And maybe this provision for others will spread. And we can one day wipe out hunger, wipe out slums. Not today, not in our lifetime, but in the future. But we have to do our part now. If we don't take those first steps, who will? So today is a Sunday that we will honor our kids in Kenya. Now, in the hall, there will be displays, and Tim Klund, who is our contact person with all of our ministries, missionary efforts, will be there. There will be some slides and photographs, and you'll be able to taste githeri. And githeri is what the staple that the children eat. We try to feed them meat and vegetables twice a week or three times a week, And most of the time they eat this githri, and we're going to have some that you can taste, see exactly how that's made and what they are eating. And we will be accepting all free will donations that will be going towards this effort in Nairobi. And if any of you would like to become partners in this, in other words, to give a monthly gift that will go towards that, exclusively towards that, I invite you to contact Tim or Evelyn and sign up to give on a monthly basis. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Just something that will give constantly on a monthly basis, and it will provide cash flow so that we can feed these children. And as I said before, if the children don't have this type of facility to go to eat, they don't have anything to eat. And they have to either go to the dump and scrounge around to find food scraps to eat, which usually will make them sick and oftentimes will kill them, or they have to prostitute themselves. So this that we're doing is we're not saving the world, but there are 260 children that we can save. So let's make an effort to continue this and to increase this as we go forward into the future.